Standing in for Rifilo and Pakanyane.
This is 702 Weekend Breakfast
with Gugs Mthungu.
Live,
online,
smartphones,
DSTV,
92.7
and 106 FM.
It's 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. Time for us to get into our movie review for this week. Joined on the line, as always, by our resident film, Gail Edmonds. Good morning, Gail.
Hi, Gogs. How are you?
Well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Very good. Thank you.
So, we're looking at a World War II based film?
Yes. Operation Mincemeat.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I'll tell you what, the title doesn't really entice you to go.
It just makes me hungry. It makes me think of like sausage rolls. Makes me hungry.
Yes, exactly. Yes, well, it is worth going to see. I have to say, the reason why it didn't actually open this weekend, it opened a couple of weekends ago, but this weekend there were very slim pickings on at the movies. So I thought I'd go backwards and pick up something that's still on and that's worth seeing. And it is based on a true story of one of the biggest sort of wartime deception that they pulled off. Sort of 1943, the Allies wanted to convince Hitler that they were going to land on the beaches of Greece rather than where they actually did land, which was Sicily. And so they, throughout the sort of spy network, they were doing various projects to try and convince him that this is what they were going to do. And one of them, run by, I think it was a General Montague, and these are all real people, obviously, it was a operation where they got, it's all a bit gruesome, but they found a recently deceased person, and they then created an entire identity around him, and they wanted him to wash up on a beach with papers that would lead her astray. And what's so interesting about this is the way they go about this process of this huge deception and all the little moving parts and the team who all work together to build the life of this person who didn't really exist. And it's actually, the Montague wrote a book called The Man Who Never Was. And there was a film back in 1956 that was based on that book. And this one now is directed by John Madden, who did Shakespeare in Love and The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. It's very nicely put together. And one of the fun things about it is that the two leads are played by Colin Firth and Matthew McFadden. And everyone will remember them as the Mr. Darcy's. So Firth was Mr. Darcy in 1995. And McFadden was Darcy in the Joe Wright remake in 2005. So it's kind of fun if you're a fan of the Pride and Prejudice movies to see the two Mr. Darcy's together. But it's actually a really fascinating sort of insight into the while the soldiers are sort of marching in combat, the behind the scenes, these sort of shadowy people, which we know, but it's quite a nice insight into it. So it's thoroughly enjoyable if you're looking for something, not whiz-bang, no explosions, just a really, it's well-scripted, it's well-acted, it's one of those British films that's well put together and very well worth watching.
Mm. And do they get away with this, I guess, this great heist of convincing a Nazi Germany that this is a person?
Yes, they do get away with it. It's amazing. And so many things, little things go wrong because at the beginning they sort of run through how it needs to run. And then there are bits of fun in it as well. For example, Ian Fleming, the James Bond writer, he actually was part of this operation and the idea is credited to him and he sort of pops up and you see him writing his spy novels. So there's lots of little bits of fun in here that people will enjoy. And actually the true identity of the body they used was actually only released in 1998. So up until then he remained a sort of unknown person and now on his grave is in Spain. And they actually have added his real name onto the gravestone there.
Oh, and is this a movie just for grown-ups? It sounds quite grown-up, so not the one you'd watch with the kids? Do we know what the age restriction is?
The age restriction is 13, PG-13.
Okay.
I would say if you have children interested in this kind of thing who are over that age, there's nothing in it. I mean, obviously, there's war, but there's no gruesome bits. You can watch it. You won't find it too gruesome.
Okay.
So it is a very interesting historical film. So I think if you do have children teenagers possibly interested in this era, they could well go and see it.
Great. Gail, always a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much for your time.